Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the still all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. I'm Charlie Marlowe, filling in for Tim McKernan. We have Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and we have, for the third day in a row, my cohort at the Two Fox, Andy, the voice of the Rams, bank job banker.
Woo!
How about those St. Louis Blues, boys?
Let's get right to it. I was going to say, all five of us in studio here, Iggy, Plowsy, and the three of us are all wearing hats. So last night at the game, we would have thrown it out on the ice.
I wouldn't. I'm not going to throw my hat. Would you?
You know what I saw out on the ice?
I had a late hot take there.
I was at the hockey game. I went to the rink last night.
So did I.
Edmonton, any of those tickets?
I noticed a lot of those. I thought you weren't going to talk. As he just said, I'm not talking the whole show right before it started. He got about 30 seconds in and couldn't make it. So, but a lot of those new Winter Classic hats, you know, with the palm on top or the snowball on top.
Yeah.
People just chucked them. They had obviously just gotten them for Christmas or for the holidays, and they didn't care. They saw Robbie Fabry get number 3. And they parted with their $35 stocking cap and threw it onto the ice.
That was my question last night at the end of the sportscast, because we were talking about it during the commercial break. You guys, as fathers, if you buy your kid, I mean, fitted hats now, close to what, $40, $35? And as you said, if you get a Winter Classic signature hat, maybe it's $30, $35,
$40. Yeah.
You buy it for Christmas, and then 3 days later, do you want your kid to throw that on the ice?
No.
No,
if you're
kids did not have hats on. But
if you're savvy, you always bring an extra hat to the rink, an old one, just in case, like Fabry got the hat trick last night. Someone does that, and you reach into your bag or under your coat, and you throw the old one out there.
And I hate to poo-poo on a hat trick, but an empty netter to get the hat trick.
Let's put it in context.
Fabry is the
second youngest Blue to ever get a hat trick.
Love Robbie Fabry.
The youngest was the great Bernie Federko. So what you're doing is you're besmirching both of them.
I just think the empty net hat trick, not in a playoff game. I think you save your hat. At least your Winter Classic hat. Yeah.
But no, it's legit for Fabry because he was the best player on the ice last night, and he could have had 5 or 6 the way he was driving to the net.
And that second goal was a dandy.
Yes, it was a dandy.
And he's small, but, I mean, he showed his strength there.
Yes.
I loved it.
But, I mean, he wasn't begging for the puck on that hat trick. You know, they set him up. They gave it to him. Who was it, Perron?
It was one of the Blues.
Open look at the net. It was one of the Blues.
One of the note.
I think he got the assist.
No, I don't think it was him.
That second goal, as Kat said, though, he did all the work there on the boards.
No, it was Parayko. I think it was Parayko who gave him that.
Parayko had 2 assists.
Yeah,
I do know that.
And I think Parayko gave him that gimme at the end.
Well, it's interesting because, Kat, you said that Fabry was savvy. We also have Stavvy on the show because yesterday we had a fun... Good, I thought, first hour. I think the second hour was good, too. Nice guests.
Then we just ran
out. Third hour just had nothing. But our first hour yesterday, talking about the great Eric Fryer, the great Alberto Rosario, who none of us could remember his name. And then we started talking about some other former Cardinals that we remembered, and we brought up Nick Stavanoa. Next thing you know, the next day, Kat, 8:30, Softball Stavvy will be joining us.
Why do you call him Softball Stavvy? He had a legitimate nickname.
What was it?
Dr. Thunder, man.
Didn't people call him Softball Stavvy a little bit?
Maybe you and Martin around the Two Fox. And then when you get down to the ballpark, you're like, hey, Nick, can I grab an interview with you? Big fan.
I know that we're not at every game covering them like you. We just do the little B-roll.
Softball Stavvy.
Hi, Nick. Can I grab a soundbite? How do you think the team will do today?
You son of a...
His nickname is Old Doc Thunder.
I do like that nickname as
they
well.
They were T-shirts made, I think, by Maurer and by...
Joe Maurer?
One of his teammates. And I think they did it sort of have a little fun with Nick, as I recall. It's been a while.
He is an MLBPA certified agent.
That is correct.
I didn't know that. 8:30, Nick Stavanoa. 9 o'clock, Kelly Chase talking Blues hockey. And then to be determined, a mini exit poll. I read this as Seamonster didn't like our third hour yesterday.
Well, we ran out of gas.
But here's the thing. I actually thought about that afterwards. I said if Seamonster would have had an exit poll, like let's say at 9:20, we would have had that to go to, and I feel like it would have provided more structure for the show.
If so I'm going to blame Seamonster. I mean, it's one thing. We used to do
I loved the third hour. It was fabulous. I kept looking at Kat. He kept looking at me, and we're like, is Charlie ever going to say something?
Yesterday, I think I said like 27 live reads.
You did. I know. That was the third hour brought to you by...
What saved the third hour was that was a great batch of emails we did have, though.
That really
I mean, there could have been three potential winners from any other day. And Lefty Jaxmere, I think, got screwed on that.
I reserved the right to let Lefty Jaxmere win the prize today if we have terrible emails. Can we do that? Can we go back to yesterday?
We should be able to do that because after the fact, Plowsy, you said that, and then I thought to myself, I did laugh. I laughed the whole way through the Lefty Jaxmere email, which should tell you that it's sparking something. But the other one was just so, it was also so good. The one that really kind of broke down the show minute by minute.
Let's do a quick correction. We should probably, with this cast, do it like every 10 minutes or so. It was Yaskin who fed Fabry on the empty netter. So let's get that out there. And also,
I was just going to add that, but I didn't think we were going to backtrack.
Joe Mather was the one that I think printed up the...
Joey Doc, Bombs?
Yeah, Doc Thunder.
What's he up to? That'd be a good guy to get tomorrow.
He would be good. I wonder if he still hangs out with Tony Dow. Joe Mather.
Well, I get it.
Tony Dow. Okay.
And Beaumont can't still be alive, can he?
Everybody's dying this year.
Yeah, but I think Hugh Beaumont's been long
gone. Did you see that someone put up a GoFundMe account to try to protect Betty White
yes.
2016?
I have to
also
admit.
Also to pay for her show.
This is really mean, but it was also hilarious. Somebody all over social media, and everybody was sharing it yesterday, but because all the celebrities have died here, so many in 2016, there was this picture of the Kardashian family. And it had everybody. It had Jenners, and it had Kanye, and it had Lamar Odom. And it was just a picture of the entire family. And it said something like, you know, 2016, you still have time left.
How about Debbie Reynolds, mother of Carrie Fisher, the day after?
Died of a broken heart.
Heartbreaking.
That's unbelievable. It was really sad. They put Carrie Fisher's picture up on the... On a big screen.
No, we're not
Blues
ringing
games.
Bells for people passing away. That's where I have to draw the line.
I rang a bell for Debbie Fisher. Debbie Reynolds, whatever.
All right, let's do a quick correction.
Carrie Fisher's mom.
Carrie Fisher passed and then Debbie Reynolds did it.
Correct.
We'll do a little correction segment.
What? Who did I say? Did I say Debbie Fisher? I think I said Debbie Reynolds the first time.
You like Little Debbies?
I like those. That's a wholesome treat.
What's your favorite Little Debbie?
I'll be honest with you. I like the little strawberry rolls.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the Star Crunch.
Those are good as well.
And of course, the Nutty Bars.
Very good.
The Nutty Bar. That's the signature treat from Little Debbie, I believe.
And you can get like 80 of them for 79 cents.
Yes, exactly. Did Little Debbie Reynolds start that company?
Charlie? No, I don't think so.
I'll tell you what, let's ask our next guest that question. On line one of the Appliance Discounter phone lines is one of our favorites from Edward Jones, Matthew Ehrenreich. I was looking at the log sheet here. I don't know if is this a sponsored call or is this a hot take fan and friend of the show call? Matt, what's up?
This is a hot take.
Nice.
Friend of the show call.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. How you guys been?
We're doing great. This morning. We got Nick Stavanoa. We're getting ready for that interview. Then also Kelly Chase.
And did you know that Stastny fed Yashkin to Fabry?
Hey, banker, don't interrupt me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, someone playing the dual role of Charlie Marlowe this morning.
That's right.
I'm trying to read a live read here, and all you're doing is just interrupting me every time.
Well, I don't know if you're in your car or at home, but you need to frown like a little six-year-old girl and throw your papers in the air.
Someone ring a bell. Okay, so I'm calling in, banker. It's Debbie Reynolds, Carrie Fisher, not Debbie Fisher.
I did just correct that. I did quick correction.
It's coming after you.
The very first time, didn't I say Debbie Reynolds passed away?
Who knows? It's all good. I know what you meant.
Said Debbie Fisher. Debbie Fisher passed away.
I said it twice. Wow.
And, Matt?
And the hot take for this year, while there have been a lot of deaths, there have in 2016, God rest all of their souls,
mm-hmm.
2016 for me...
Don't ring your bell for someone who died.
It's been a great year. It really has. It's been a great year because I discovered this show. I joined a fan page.
Oh.
I somehow made like God knows how many friends. And I got to meet you guys. Like minus Banker, because I'm just meeting Banker, but Charlie, Kat, Tim, Doug. Yeah.
Cubs won the World Series.
I'll tack that all up as a W and move on to 2017.
Good for you.
How about that
positive.
I agree. You find the positive in anything.
And Banker?
Yes, sir.
I think we call him Banksy.
Can I get a rec ball? Rec ball.
What?
Rec ball.
Is that a Rackham rack ball from the guy Willie from the YouTube clip?
Charlie knows what I'm saying. Banker doesn't.
We'll have to find this clip. It's like a famous it's a famous YouTube clip. I believe it's from like a crackhead outside of a Wendy's. I think his name's Crackhead Willie, something like that. He's outside of, I think, like a Wendy's somewhere. It's like 15 years ago.
I think he's outside of a Wendy's in Toledo.
I think it is Ohio, actually, but not Toledo. And then he's totally
strung out. This
is
the guy who found the girls in Cleveland, is it?
No.
Where the guy had him trapped in the house for God knows how long. Remember
and
that guy?
And that was the guy where
he just came back from the McDonald's or whatever.
He said something along the lines of, he's like, when a white girl comes up to you, he goes, you know something. I think his name was Charles, now that you say that. But I know what you're talking about.
More on a serious point, but me and Cucky the Dwarf are making our march from Kirkwood Brew House to Busch Stadium on January 2nd. And we've got a GoFundMe page. It's supporting an individual named Chance who just passed away. We're trying to raise some money. So if you guys are so inclined, donate or come join us on the walk. You're more than welcome.
God bless your heart.
Me and Cucky the Dwarf are going to be hiking, I believe it's about 13.8 miles.
Wow.
Where's the info on the event? Is it online somewhere on a Facebook page, you said?
The TMA fan page.
Okay.
You can find it there. Banker, if you join, it's going to be a good time. Trust me.
Well, that's good stuff, Matt. Appreciate you doing that, and thanks for calling, buddy. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Thanks for the correction.
Happy New Year.
You too.
All right, see you.
All right, that's Matthew Ehrenreich.
Doing something
Edward
nice.
Jones, a sponsor and a friend.
He is a friend, but now he had said something on this show a few days ago that made me question his judgment, but I'm willing to let it go because he is a friend of the show. He's a wonderful guy.
What did he say the other day? What are you saying?
I can't remember.
Gotcha.
But it made me question his judgment.
Somebody sent into the text line the picture I was talking about, and it's a picture of the entire Kardashian family. You have Khloe and Kim and Kourtney and the Jenner girls and Kanye and Lamar Odom, and it says, okay, 2016, you've still got 4 days left.
I don't like it.
It is mean-spirited, but it's funny. Come on. We talked yesterday about our war on political correctness. That is funny.
And now I found the Rackham Will. I'm not for sure if he cusses in this, so I'm not for sure if I want to play it.
Well, we can drop out of it, right?
I mean, we can, yes.
I don't know the rules on that. I don't know if he does cuss, but we can try it if you want. You tell me. I don't know how this works.
Yeah, let's not. Tim, if Tim
I don't
want to
test the water.
If
how
about Tim were here and we're not sure?
We'll check it during the break and then
Tim
come
would
back
say,
to
let's
that.
Not do it.
His name's Rackham Willie.
Yeah, I definitely found
and
it.
He just goes, Rackham, Rackball, Rackham, Rackball. And he's right outside of a Wendy's, and these kids go and just like film him, kind of making fun of him. I think they give him a sandwich.
Do you think anyone would bring Wendy's to us this morning?
I went to Wendy's the other day for the first time in a long time.
Well, they shut down a lot of those franchises. Now they're back.
There's one on Page. I think there's two on Page.
Yes.
But I was at work.
Kind of the bookend Page.
And I was going to get something the day before. I'd gotten this salad. I'm like, and I don't want to get the same salad. So I'm like, Wendy's. And I ended up getting a chili, a baked potato.
You had to go Frosty.
I didn't, and whoa. I did an order of nuggets.
You did not get a Frosty.
I did not.
Hold on.
You know the Frosty.
I'm not going to get a Frosty in late December.
But you can get a tiny Frosty. You know, you can get like a thimble Frosty, and that's enough. But you got to get a Frosty if you're going to Wendy's.
I like a Frosty when it's warm out.
Now, when you were growing up.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Let me keep you here against your will, baby. It's cold outside.
Smell
drink
this chloroform rag.
On the text line, someone texted in, I liked 2016 until this call started. That's from Miguel Cairo's Egyptian Linen Store. That was discussing Matt's call in moments ago.
Matt with the call, but it was for a good cause.
Yeah, I agree.
It was to rip me and correct me. But, you know, I think Debbie Fisher Reynolds, wouldn't she, if she married Eddie Fisher, I bet in some circles she was known as Debbie Fisher.
Yeah, that's trying to defend a point that's nearly indefensible.
People
and
who
I suggest
her,
we just move on.
People who knew her closely like me probably once upon a time knew her as Debbie Fisher.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that that's accurate, but it might be.
And I'll be honest.
There you go.
I'll be honest here. I'll admit my youth, not really knowing a ton about Debbie Reynolds, and then again when reading about her
singing
yesterday.
Singing in the Rain.
Well, I read that. Singing in the Rain. There's a really cool picture that somebody also
put out
there.
Did you ever see
that
movie?
I did not, but it's of her with the yellow coat and the umbrella and Princess Leia kind of walking, you know, towards heaven together, which is pretty
nice.
Cool. But so Debbie Reynolds, what, the husband left her for Elizabeth Taylor?
Who was her good friend.
Really?
And she didn't discuss it until later in life, where she said she was really just a Girl Scout caught up in this whirlwind, and she's come to terms with it. She said she had very bad taste in men because she had a few divorces. But she was very smart. I heard that she stockpiled a lot of movie memorabilia, including the white dress, the famous white dress that Marilyn Monroe wore.
From Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
And sold it for like $4 million.
Wow.
So she did very well. They said she died of a broken heart. She apparently told her, here we go on the text line. You see something that you don't want to see. And
is it Doug in the bathtub?
Yeah. And it just,
what's wrong? I wanted to see that.
Okay, here
is
you go.
Is that really Doug?
There's way worse
I
than
like
that.
To think of him.
Way worse.
Horrifying.
I like to think of, I'm sitting in for Doug, and I like to think of him having a very hygienic start to his day.
Well, how about this then?
That doesn't look hygienic at all.
Agreed.
And Deke Dotem, thank you. Happy Hanukkah to you. He texted in as well.
And because Banker suggested that, text line, why don't you guys just pretend that Andy Banker is Doug this morning?
No, don't.
And from now on, all the superimposing of heads on bodies of other things, you can just take Andy Banker's picture from the 2 Fox website.
You know what? Let's just go ahead and do that with Charlie.
No,
it is weird.
No, but there are defined roles here. And
there are.
Doug is,
I'm the live reader.
Yeah, and I'm the guy that interrupts until you stole my role as the interrupter. And then and Doug is a guy who gets photoshopped. And I think, you know, it's like on everyone's favorite show, America's Funniest Home Videos. Worst show on television that I'm forced to watch because I am not the king of my castle. And they always go, here's your assignment, America. Send us your videos of pumpkins exploding. This is a homework assignment for the TMA listeners that know how to do this stuff, and let's get some banker photos.
Well, you know what, Kat? It's funny you bring up the roles because I was thinking about this. I have filled in for you. I have filled in for Doug, and I don't know how it is for Charlie to take the role of Tim, but But it is a very different thing, the size of the shoes or the feel of the shoes you have to fill, depending on which chair you're in.
Well, how is it and different?
Sounds like you're saying some cast members are more important than others.
No, I'm not. But if I'm filling in for Kat, I feel the need where I have to, number one, bring the knowledge, bring into noise.
I like this guy.
Bring into funk, and use my wit as my sword.
All right.
Satire
and then
as my cannon.
And then Doug, you
got to be
sit
more
there and look
a little,
pretty.
You got to like break down, you know, bring the knowledge of the A gap and stuff like that on football plays. And, last night the Blues, they stretched the ice, played a 200-foot game, you know, bringing that kind of.
You know what they
stuff.
Did?
And then you also
they went
have,
into the hard areas last night. They had a couple of guys in front that redirect, very David Backus-esque.
And then you have to also be secure in your affinity for all of God's creatures, regardless of their sexual orientation. And
see the text line? I'll get you.
There's Doug in a man diaper.
How
Please
about
do
this?
Not do that to me.
Breaking news. Matthew Ehrenreich just texted me, and he said, I have a 20-minute break between meetings. I can bring y'all breakfast. I can bring all y'all breakfast at 8:30. How about that? Are we down for that? Yes. I had a breakfast sandwich at Quick Trip, but I can always have another.
Try the pretzel
whatever,
dog at the
whatever,
Quick Trip.
Matt, he's a great American.
Matt, we're all good. Let's
Even
do it.
Even though I question his judgment.
You don't have to.
There I
but
am.
But you can.
I'll take a giant coffee.
Hey, this is the BP.
I don't think he was taking orders.
This is the BP credit card's 7 o'clock hour. For a limited time, open a new BP credit card account.
I'll take a frosty.
And get $20 paid as a statement credit after your first BP purchase within 60 days of opening a new BP credit card account. Subject to credit approval. See station for details. The BP credit card. The 7 o'clock hour, which is going to be kind of a fun, hey, whatever. Whatever happens, happens hour. And then we have all the structure of Nick Stavanoa, Kelly Chase, and a mini exit poll coming up in the next 2 hours.
The mini exit poll, again, is sort of a life preserver built into the show when we run out of gas and Seymour is not happy with the effort put out by the
Correct.
Do you ever notice the similarities between the Cat and Ron Jeremy? Just saying.
Yeah, that's
let's go with this.
Yeah, that's on the.
Let's go with this.
It's on the text line.
That's
I haven't looked
line.
In a couple minutes.
I have a nice smile on my face. So here's my issue. All right, can I bring an issue to bear?
What you said before the show started? You said Fabry's overrated.
No.
And you didn't have the guts to say it to the people.
If I were filling your role, I would bring an issue to bear.
Okay.
With my rapier wit.
Fabry's second goal, by the way, shows what that guy's worth. That was all want to, but that's not my hot take.
It was grit.
Yep. But that was.
It was digging in a hard area.
That was an amazing goal. So, you know, we all had our Hanukkah, Christmas celebrations, and one of the gifts that young Tyler got.
Just say holiday, though, please.
Is a mini drone.
I saw this tweet.
Yeah, but I'm looking for help. So last year, he got the same mini drone. I guess it's a popular gift. And I was like, don't worry, Daddy's got this. I'll help you. And I'm not even exaggerating. So I took it out of the box, set it up, and I went to show him how to fly it. Literally the first flight, 5 seconds in, boom, against the wall, destroyed. So yesterday.
How much did these cost?
I don't know. I didn't get it.
But didn't you buy
it? You can buy him a QT, right next to the breakfast sandwiches.
I don't think it's
sandwiches.
Very costly. Okay. They're really cool. They're this big. They're not very expensive. And they so yesterday I'm showing. I actually like was a little bit more careful. We took him to the park to play with some of his Christmas toys, and so we brought that and I showed him how to fly it, and I did a pretty good job of keeping it. You know, if it crashes on the grass, it's not the same as smashing into a wall. So a couple of flights in, okay, I'm showing him how to do it. And then my wife said, "Oh, let me try." And so she did it. And the thing is, it's got a hair trigger on the elevation.
Yeah.
And she just, I guess, had it in the upright position. And this thing went into the ozone. It's unbelievable how high they get. And next thing you know, it's out of sight and it crashed somewhere. And we spent an hour looking for it in the park and couldn't find it. So Uh-oh. Between two brand new mini Christmas drones, we probably got 3 minutes and 5 seconds of play with it.
Did Tyler cry?
No, but he was not pleased at all. So my question is, has anyone mastered these things?
What time of day was this?
This was yesterday at around 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that was around the time that JetBlue flight had to make an emergency landing in Louisville. It sucked something, some foreign object into its
engine. This thing went so high, though, it could have gotten into... I mean, it just disappeared into the sky, and then we thought we saw it fall somewhere. There's a lot of area to this park that we searched. You know what I did? Because I'm an FBI profiler in my spare time, I created a search grid. And then I used search grid A, search grid B, and search grid
Charlie
C, and I couldn't find
it. Charlie and I would have brought out our ATVs and our metal detectors.
Radar?
Yeah, if there was water nearby, Charlie could have manned Aquafox.
Have you ever used one of these things?
I have never used a drone. I've seen some of our drones for Fox, too.
At the banker house.
For camera work, though, are really big, and they look expensive and very...
Yeah, I don't want to mess with
difficult
it.
To work.
And you got to be certified. You got to have some sort of...
you have to have a pilot's license.
Yeah, something. You got to have something. You can't just go fly a drone in the park.
Go fly a drone.
The little mini drones, you can fly wherever you want, but the professional grade...
This is not really totally related, but it kind of is because it's a story of getting a gift. Mm-hmm. I may have told it before. It's not that good, but it'll be short, I promise you. I went to Australia like 16 years ago.
Here's this story again, Ken.
And my buddy wanted me to get him a boomerang as like a gift, a souvenir. So I get him like, whatever. I think he gave me $20. I give him like an $18 boomerang. I get it for him probably at the airport because I forgot. So I get home and I'm like, well, before I give it to him, I want to try this thing out. And I'm totally dumb because I throw it in my front yard. Now, I have a big front yard at my house back in the day, but it has the street in front of it. And there was a wide open area. So I'm thinking, worst case scenario. I mean, I wasn't thinking.
You weren't
let's
thinking.
Be honest.
Yeah,
I'd never
you
thrown a boomerang.
You didn't weigh the pros and cons and think about worst case scenario.
It also could have been even worse because it could have come back and went through a window. But anyway, I throw the thing. It never turns. And of all the open grass, which is 95% of what's there,
it
landed in the street and broke in half on the first throw, the gift that I was going to give to my friend, and he gave me $20 for. On the very first throw, hits the street and shatters in
two. So is he still out all these years later? I bet he's knowing you. He's still out of boomerang and never got his $20.
See, and here's my rule. Like Charlie just said, it was a gift. If someone gives you money... for something. It's not a gift.
That's right.
Okay, but still.
No, but you're trying to pat yourself on the back like you gifted this. It's not a gift.
But
it
was me doing something for him.
But still not a gift.
More, he wanted the boomerang more for like the look of it. So we did glue it back together. I don't think he was going to actually use it for the purpose of the toy and catching it.
So he wanted to mount it. Hey, this is my display of my broken boomerang that
Charlie got at the airport.
Is there some science to throwing a boomerang? I remember having boomerangs when I was a kid, but not like real ones. Like you'd buy them in a store, they'd be next to the kites, and you'd throw them, and it was like they were somehow programmed to come back to you, and they worked. But
I've only thrown
boomerang.
One once, so I'm 0 for 1, and I destroyed it. That's all I know.
I don't know. Do they really work?
Hey, a Bud Light presents Blues coverage.
He ignored your question.
And our countdown to the classic on Monday, January 2nd at Busch Stadium. Bud Light, a light-bodied lager with a fresh, clean, and subtle hop aroma, delicate malt sweetness, and crisp finish for ultimate refreshment. Once again, Bud Light presenting Blues coverage all throughout the week and their countdown to the classic on Monday, January 2nd at Busch Stadium.
Charlie,
can't wait.
Kat, I gave Charlie $20. When's Tyler's birthday?
In April.
I gave him $20 to buy Tyler a boomerang for his birthday. It'll be his gift.
Here's the thing.
It'll be Charlie's gift.
Here's the thing, by the way. Saying here's the thing, that's my thing.
Okay. Here's the issue.
Okay.
Much different. If you're gonna buy someone a boomerang and you have a mishap with it, I think you have to say crikey.
Crikey. Because you brought it up, I actually saw and met that gentleman on the same trip to Australia.
Steve Irwin,
who at the time, when he was still alive...
No, we're all falling into the trap, because this wasn't about boomerangs and gifts. This was about Charlie tooting his horn. I'm a world traveler. I met Steve Irwin. Ladies, you know where I work.
Sorry, Andy. Tell us about the time you lied to the girl in Dayton and told her you lived in Toledo so that you could go make out with her behind the Dairy Mart.
It wasn't Dayton. I was in Michigan. And it wasn't a Dairy
Mart. Don't cross me.
It was a United Dairy Farmer.
Well, not today.
I would like to know about your encounter with Steve Irwin, please.
I feel like I'm Doug, though, because you know how we all tell the same stories? Like, I'm sure I've told this story 25 times. It's not even that good. No. We were visiting the Australian Zoo. I believe it was called the Australian Zoo. That's the name of it. He was the proprietor of it, so he had some affiliation. And there was a snake when we were there that bit another snake. And he was actually called in to help doctor and nurse this snake back to health. Dead serious. So he had the show where he was having all the fun, but he was like a legitimate, whatever, veterinarian helper of animals. So he was there. I have pictures, you know, back in an album that I took on an old camera where he's kind of like, they're carrying this snake over to
help.
Did
you get to meet him and take a little picture with him?
No, but we all saw him. We're all taking pictures cool. when he's in front of us.
I would consider him a great non-American.
I agree. The story started like you guys were...
I never said that. You met him and he ended up road tripping or something
across Australia.
Right. That's exactly what I said.
Chased Joeys.
We did see some Joeys.
Not together, though, did you?
I mean, this is a zoo. It's not like the
do
wilderness.
Do you have a picture with him?
I was not in the outback. No, I didn't like...
I no, but I mean, do you have a photo with him?
Aborigines. I have photos of him carrying a snake. I'll tell you what.
But not you standing
since
next to him.
Since it sounds like you're... Well, I'm close enough to get a picture of him. Like, what are you going for here?
I thought the story started with, I'm at Steve Irwin.
He was right in front of me.
Well, I know, but I thought it was going somewhere where you guys, you
know. Don't you think that's an interesting story that Steve Irwin
friendship.
Was taking care of a huge snake at the Australian Zoo right in front of me?
Yeah, right, we might have to do a correction. Story. Iggy, I know you don't have a microphone.
Hey, did
Charlie say that he met Steve Irwin? This is the crux of the issue here. Did he say he met Steve Irwin?
If I met him, it's semantics.
I'm just asking Iggy because I'll issue a correction. That's my role today.
Well, he did, but I'm on Charlie's side. I mean, because you didn't go up and, you know, give him a handy. I mean, you met the guy. He was right there. He was working there.
But that would be a better story.
Well, he's not going to lie.
I'm not sure what he
could have lied and said, yeah, then we hung out and had a couple of Fosta lagers together and, you know, ate some Vegemite. No, he told the truth and he was sitting right there.
Correction. Charlie never met Steve Irwin per se, but almost did, and was, according to Iggy, the same thing.
He got to see Steve Irwin in action, which is more than any of us have ever done with Steve Irwin.
I issue corrections.
Is Steve Irwin, was he really
like a... Who got the assist on the first Shattenkirk goal?
Was Steve Irwin really a zoo guy?
He just said he was!
No, I mean, was he trained... I wondered. I always wondered. Like, was he a mechanic?
He literally got called into the zoo to help nurse a.
I know what his job was. I know that he did that. But I mean, before that, wasn't he just like a car salesman or something who just liked animals?
I doubt that.
Like David Fellows.
This bickering segment is brought to you by Fox 2.
This isn't a Steve Irwin Wikipedia page segment.
Charlie said
he saw the guy. Got a picture with him. You guys are turning it into. Grilling him about Steve Irwin.
I'm gonna tweet out the picture.
And Bindi is hot, by the way, and she's over 18, so I can say that.
Bindi, the daughter.
Yes.
I'm gonna tweet out a picture at about 10:35 when I get home. I have an album full of Australia pictures. I know exactly where it is.
I want to see it. That'll be awesome.
I've tweeted this out. I think I did it like 2 or 3 years ago, but I'll do it again.
I love the story. I just was saying I expected some, you know, something more.
And by the way, I saw him walk by with a snake. I wasn't gonna talk a lot today. But you brought up the boomerang thing. And yes, when I lived in Bermuda, we had a guy from Australia who was worked in the restaurant, and he would come down to the beach with us. We'd throw frisbees, but then he'd bring out the boomerang. He'd throw that thing halfway out into the Atlantic, come back on the beach, go over people's head, and come back to him. So you have to know how to throw it, but yes, they do work.
Same
over Charlie's yard, and it would come back through. See, now that's great. Now, if Charlie would have, if you would have said, hey, I forgot. I met Steve Irwin.
Is this going to be your thing this morning? Like, because I called you out for interrupting,
Steve Irwin took me to the beach, showed me how to throw a boomerang. I mean, now that would be a story. I was going to share with the listeners that years ago, I was in...
Don't say I was going to share. You're about to share.
I'm about to share.
That's what you're doing right now.
When I was in Dayton, Ohio,
Why do you always bring up Dayton all the time?
Because I was there was a parade. I think it was the Troy Strawberry Festival. You ever been to Troy, Ohio?
I have not. I'm sure
they have an awesome strawberry festival, but they always had like a.
First of all, no strawberry festival is awesome.
This one was, and they had a top of the line celebrity come in every year to be Grand Marshal.
Debbie Reynolds.
No.
Debbie Fisher.
The guy who played Jeffrey on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
The butler.
The butler.
That's a solid celeb.
And we took him out to entertain him. I went drinking, and the accent was legit. He didn't just use that.
He was actually English.
Yes.
He was an underrated character.
He was awesome.
Because he always had a good one-liner.
But now I went out and had beers and partied with him late into the wee hours.
Was he picking up chicks?
You mean were we picking up chicks?
Okay.
There you go.
A text line. This is.
But he knew Steve Irwin.
Curtis Sanford's Greasy Five Hole said, "Charlie, it was nice to meet you when I saw you on TV last week." That's funny. That's funny.
I do have an update on Steve Irwin. He is dead.
Yes.
He did. Well, you said he thought you just.
I used to watch
worked at like
show.
A QT and then wrangled an alligator.
He
grew up with animals. I think his dad worked at a zoo. And in 1991, he took over management of the Australian Zoo. So, Charlie, you are correct. The Australian Zoo.
I mean, do you think I was lying?
No.
It's a pretty obscure story to bring out of nowhere. Coming, dovetailing off a boomerang story that I would just make up that story of randomly Steve Irwin helping a snake. That would, even for someone like me, that would be odd to make that up.
I was just asking if it had nothing to do with your meeting him. I thought he wasn't really a trained animal expert. He just kind of fell into it. Like, I thought he used to rake leaves there or run a leaf blower at the zoo and then, started.
Well, like usual, you were wrong.
He obviously didn't know how to handle stingrays.
He had a pretty good track record before that, though.
Doesn't matter.
When did he die? About, is that 10 years ago?
2006.
10 years ago.
Wow, 2006.
He always struck me as a guy who was a nice guy who genuinely cared about animals. It's a shame we lost him in 2016. Mm-hmm.
See, that was a tough year as well. Everybody talks about 16. You forget about all the deaths in 06. Steve Irwin and also, of course...
But here's the kicker. In 06, the Cardinals won the World Series. In 16, some other team did. I can't even get the words off my tongue.
Hmm.
Think about that adding to the misery of 2016.
Yeah. Hey, is Timberfake still on the line? He is. All right. Timberfake wants to address the Snapchat of him that's on the fan page. I haven't seen this. I don't know what it's about. So good morning, Timberfake, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. What's up?
Hey, yeah, what's up, Catman?
Hey, what's up?
This is Charlie, but hey.
Yeah, what's up, Lo?
What's up? We have Andy Banker in here, too. Say hi to Andy.
What's up, Andy Banker? Yeah, sexy guy from Fox 2.
I'm going to call you TF.
Oh, that's all good, my man. You going to be at the sexy fight?
Heck yeah.
All right, my man. No, it's just, I can't go out in the city without, if I dye my hair a different color, if I wear skinny jeans, if I wear a certain tie, people worry about stuff like that. It's weird to me, but they really do.
All right. So that's the issue?
What is the Snapchat of you on the fam? Tell us what it is for those that...
Something happened last night, and I'm fine. I actually wasn't even drinking, and I'm fine.
And what happened?
Business. I can't say that on air. I'll tell McKernan off the air or tell the cat off the air or whatever. It's like... I can't go out with a new hot blonde, and people trip, man. Like, they do. They just do.
But what is like, the... All right.
He doesn't want to talk about
it. No, I get that, but what's the controversy of the Snapchat? You don't have to tell us what happened.
It's just people screenshot stuff and then make up stories on the fan page, and it's not fair. It's like, nobody knows what's going on. It's not even that bad, and people are saying stuff on there. I just had to clear it up that I'm 3.0, and I'm ready for this fight, and... We're going to raise a lot of money for charity. I'm training with the pipe layer, and I got Devin Alexander in my corner. Like, it's the real deal, man. Like, it's just I can't go. I can't even go to the mall without people criticizing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really
can't.
That's
what happens. Like, that's what happens when you're a celebrity.
Bring the plate.
By the same token, you walk into a bar. Hold on. It's the same. You walk into a bar. People hand you drinks because you're Timberfake. The downside is you're going to have some haters.
And then Steve Irwin runs right in front of you.
Sure, man. Like, I was crying.
He and Charlie are
George
tight.
Michael died. Like, I was, man. I was crying, like, when George Michael died. I was sad. Like, I was sad.
Yeah, that was tragic.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, like, it's just, there's a lot of lovers and there's a lot of haters. Like, what happened to Lowe on Fox 2, you know? Like, when he said what he did, at least it's the truth, though. At least Lowe speaks the truth. And I give Lowe props. I know he doesn't want to hear it, but I'm not a fan.
I always want to hear props, actually.
Yeah, but, like, you know, they either want to see you fail or they want to see you succeed, you know? And that's the thing. It's like, people, they want to bring the play baby down, but nobody's going to bring me down, man.
You know what? They hate you because they ain't you.
Yeah, and I'm going to be ready for this fight, and we're going to raise a lot of money for charity. I'm not saying I'm going to knock Ryan Kelly out, but I'm going to put on a war. It's going to be a war. I promise the fans that.
You're in the gym, and you're taking your training very seriously now.
Beyond serious.
All right. Well, that's good to hear.
I mean, I'm not going to look stupid. Like, what happened last fight, Catman?
The Blues won.
6-3, Fabry with the Hattie.
No, what happened to Producer Joe?
Last night? I don't know.
The last fight, he said. What happened to the last fight?
Oh, you know what happened? There were two stormy combatants, both trained, both took the fight seriously, and Timberfake had the heavier hands.
There you go.
Oh, and all I'm saying is this to all the listeners out there, I'm taking this fight serious, and they can do whatever they want, but the money man, I'm the money man. I'm the number one play, baby. Don't count me out. And, you know, sometimes people need to understand that I'm Sex Lewis.
He is Sex Lewis. All right, Timberfake, thanks for clearing
thanks
that up.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
You guys have a good day.
All right, you too. That's Timberfake joining us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines.
He's taking the fight seriously. He needs to be true to himself and not listen to the haters, because that's going to happen when you're the king of St. Louis. People are going to love you.
Sex Lewis.
Yeah, Sex. Thank you, Charlie.
I did see on the fan page, though, yesterday that Timberfake posted screenshots of he texting and getting advice, or maybe Facebook messaging, but either way, with Devin Alexander, the former champ, as he said.
A really nice guy.
Devin Alexander is fantastic.
Great guy.
And if he's in the corner, if I'm Ryan Kelly, I'm saying, whoa, this is a legit fighter now that's in the head of one Timberfake, helping him out, dropping knowledge.
A tool belt for daddy asks, did Charlie give Steve Irwin's eulogy?
I did, actually. As I said earlier, Steve Irwin and I, best friends, we gave each other friendship bracelets, and it was fantastic.
Hey, Debbie Reynolds, by the way, Debbie Fisher Reynolds, 3 appearances at the Muni in St. Louis, and in 1973, she was in Irene, which famously included her daughter, Carrie Fisher, in the ensemble.
Wow.
At the Muni?
How about that? Who else is bringing that kind of knowledge to the show?
No one but you, Andy.
Yep.
Thank you, Andy.
Hey, Bertarelli Cutlery.
I knew
Cutlery.
Debbie Reynolds. I met her.
You did?
Yeah, I watched Hello Dolly. Singing in the Rain.
You've been zinged, sir.
Not really, but Bertarelli Cutlery anyway. They have the cutlery side of it, and they have the paper. So the paper, you're talking about, you know, all kinds of great paper. You got register paper. You got gloves. To-go containers, trash can liners, and then on the cutlery side of things, Kat, you have a wide array of sharpening solutions for the professional kitchen. They sharpen and service knives, slicer blades, mixers, and much more. Go visit The Hill and check out their showroom. Mention the Ryan Kelly Morning After and receive one free knife sharpening with just a $5 in-store purchase. $5. Bertarelli Cutlery. Bertarelli Paper.
They don't just sharpen knives, Charlie. They sharpen lives.
I'm also great friends with them.
That's true. You know, we had them on the... There goes my belly.
Can you please turn that off?
You guys are a little sideways today.
No, we're not. We had Bertarelli on the Two Fox one time, and he brought this knife that they had found, or someone brought in, that had been buried in a backyard or something, right? But it was a nice knife.
The OJ knife. Remember they found that OJ knife, like right when the 5-part series was about to play?
Ironically, yes. It wasn't involved at all.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
No, but he ran it through the sharpener live on Fox 2 a couple times. And
was it for sweeps?
Cut a tin can apart or something, or sliced a tomato. I don't remember, but it was amazing what kind of life you can put back into a knife. With just a little honing and sharpening, and nobody does it like Bertarelli Cutlery.
Way to go.
By the way,
good add on my live read. You added some.
Yes.
You kind of humanized it.
Yes, because I support our sponsors, like what? Everyone else should. Colton Pareko, I thought I said he had an assist on a Fabry goal.
This was like 45 minutes
ago. I know.
I said he had two assists.
It was the first Fabry goal, but then you said who assisted on Fabry's first goal.
You could look online and see.
Everybody can go to ESPN.com. Yeah.
I know, but I'm just passing along knowledge for people who didn't want to have to do that.
You know, Bertarelli can make your knives sharp, but you want your house to look sharp, don't you, Charlie?
Of course.
And there are times where, you know, you let things go, and next thing you know, your house is in disrepair. You want to make a quality investment, JHE improved investment. You do a little renovation at your house, and the place to go is Elysium Restoration and Design. They have the highest quality craftsmen with more than 15 years of experience with bathroom remodels, kitchens, basements, additions, windows, doors, flooring, you name it. They do custom builds like built-in bookshelves, which I happen to have. It's a nice addition. Entertainment centers or added crown molding. Visit erdstl.com or facebook.com, erdstl, to see some of their amazing work. Elysium Restoration and Design Trust is one of the things they build well, Charlie.
Elysium Restoration.
Yep. Boy, that would be a nice thing. I haven't done some of the things, projects to upgrade the home. I might have to call Elysium.
What's the next to do on the honey-do list?
We got some wood on the outside of the house. You know, it's craftsman style there, and it needs to be restained, and we just haven't got to it. So maybe in the spring we'll do that.
Sounds like a nice spring chore for Elysium.
Yeah, for Elysium, maybe some added built-ins just to spruce up the place.
Is it like that English Tudor style wood looking stuff, or is it just sort of door trim?
It's not door
trim.
No, it's big blocks of timber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Craftsman-y.
I know a guy. Are you going to have your friends do the work, or do they do that kind of work?
Well, no. Probably Elysium Restoration, the ad he just read.
That's what I was just going to ask. Yeah. If you want to have them do it, that's fine, but I also know a guy.
We should probably go to the sponsor.
Can I just put an addendum on my live read?
I would say go with your sponsor. If they don't handle the timber stuff.
They do everything.
I know a guy, Charlie, who does the timber stuff.
Charlie, if I may, you should go to Elysium Restoration. If it's a choice between a guy and Elysium, you go with Elysium because they've got 15 years of experience and they have the best craftsmen in the business. So instead of a guy, go to Elysium.
This is also the 7 o'clock hour brought to you by BP Credit Cards. For a limited time, open a new BP credit card account and get $20 paid as a statement credit after your first BP purchase within 60 days of opening a new BP credit card account.
That's a good deal.
That's a great deal. I've always said a holiday, Christmas present, Hanukkah present, Kwanzaa present, a gas card. Everybody needs it. Everybody uses it. They're not going to take it back. They don't have to return it if it doesn't fit. We all put gas in the car.
That's true.
You ever done this where you get a couple of nice gift cards for your birthday or for Christmas or something?
All the time, by the way.
And then you misplace them.
Oh, I was going to say that I give them to other people. I do that.
If you can't use a BP card, I got a guy.
Well,
siphon gas.
I didn't know if they handled the kind of work that...
They handle
the cat
everything.
Was talking about.
They handle everything.
I guess I know that now.
That's why they're the best.
You do re-gift, don't you? Because I tweeted that just
that
on
was
a
pretty
feeling.
Funny. I 100% re-gift. If you get me something, whether it's a gift card, a bottle of wine, a generic gift that you kind of need, like if you're ever going to a house party, you got to give them something.
Yeah.
I'm going to absolutely use that thing you gave me to give to someone else, 100%.
I just picked up a tell that someone tweeted a picture of Charlie on the 2 Fox set, and just that fake smile letting you know everything's going to be okay. I said, this is the face of a man who told you he loved your present, but is already plotting to re-gift it.
There you go.
And it turns out it was 100%
accurate.
So if I'm ever invited again, if I show up to Charlie's house, I got about 6 bottles of Turning Leaf.
All right. That's like a $9 bottle from Walgreens.
I don't know.
You don't like Turning Leaf? Is that a terrible... I mean, honestly, like I've had that and it's... I'm not a wine connoisseur.
I'm not... No, I didn't trash Turning Leaf.
Well,
I have an abundance of Turning Leaf.
The 8 o'clock hour is going to be brought to you by Turning Leaf.
Turning
Leaf. Sensible, well-priced wine.
I've actually never heard of that.
Turning leaf?
I have not.
Leaping stag?
Stephen Wildwood texts me and he says, my wife says you guys aren't funny.
Well, she's on to something.
I think this has been a decent hour.
I kind of agree with his wife, though.
I've enjoyed this hour. Like yesterday's third hour, I didn't think it was funny at all.
Good morning, Vietnam. We're talking sports.
We're telling you.
Or as they say in St. Louis, Sparts.
We're telling you who got the assist on the goals. We're exactly. Wrong initially, but then 45 minutes later, we'll correct it by going to the box score that everybody else can also
you
do.
You want some more knowledge last night?
Please tell me.
Pittsburgh played Carolina. The Penguins versus the Canes. I call them the Canes. Okay. The real names are Hurricanes, but yeah. I watch a lot of hockey, so I just call them the Canes.
Yeah.
They 60 minutes of 5-on-5. Not a single penalty called in the game last night.
How often that happens.
I know. I don't think it happens very often. But how about that?
Good nugget.
How about that?
That's a good nugget.
Who's funny now? So-and-so's wife in Wildwood.
Somebody else says, Hall
Who's
of Fame.
Now? That's what I meant to say.
Hall of Fame worst first hour of the morning after. I don't think it's that bad. I really don't.
See,
I feel like I have a pretty good judge of like, I'll walk away from the show and be like, that was really bad.
Yeah,
I don't think this
the
first 9
o'clock
that bad.
Hour yesterday was awful. We
agreed. I'm 100% saying
but
that.
But no, the first hour is fine. And my thing is, if I giggle a little bit or I laugh, it's a decent first hour.
We covered the hockey game, right? That's done. We don't have to talk about that anymore.
What do you mean we don't have to? First of all,
we
want to.
Coming up at 9 o'clock unless you have a guy.
We know about the boomerang story. We established that Steve Irwin was, or if he was still alive, would probably be the best man at your upcoming wedding.
By the way, why do you still have your coat on?
Because.
Take your coat off. You look like you're about ready to go.
Lousy just shook his head. His coat's on. Because
don't you
we
feel
know
that?
Like
don't you feel
here.
That coat?
No, that's totally false.
Don't
Plowsy
you feel that
like
coat
me.
Front coming on though?
It I is, got a scarf
you sound
on
sick,
too.
Though, Plowsy.
Oh, it's terrible.
Plowsy, you sound like
poor
you're getting Plowsy. Sick.
Plowsy
has a sweatshirt on. That's not a coat.
Yeah, I felt like
no,
death
the,
today. I have like two coats
he's got
on.
The
basically.
Same coat he had on 2 days ago that
so
Carter wore in Hogan's Heroes, the flight jacket from the World War II fighter pilots.
Plowsy, how you doing?
Oh, I'm
with
death.
With the lamb's wool inside.
Death sick, man.
How about this
I'm going
guy,
to the doctor
though.
Right after.
Coming in.
Got here.
Should be at home,
woke
but he's
up.
A trooper.
Yes.
He's a worker.
Well, the kind of the thing is, like, you know, I don't like, you can't really call somebody at, like, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, so you kind of just got to deal with it.
The Jeffco gentleman texting in, and he says, Stastny had a nice hat trick last night.
That's funny.
That's well done. How about the club in the clubhouse text of the day, if I don't give it out, because sometimes I forget. Right now, that's the clubhouse leader.
Carl Carlson texting in, Stephen Wildwood's wife is spot on, you guys suck.
I agree.
I disagree.
So
I think what's better for the listeners would be lower their expectations when 2/3 of the show is out, you know, just kind of.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Maybe you should have. Maybe you should have stayed homesick.
You know, I was just going to say how great you are. Can we go back to.
Yeah, let's rewind 35 seconds.
Plowsy?
But I'm saying, like, they're expecting the laugh every second. That no radio show can give you that entertainment.
Bob and Tom, the Bob and Tom show. That's all they do is laugh.
It ain't great. I used to listen to that in Peoria. All
Indianapolis
the time.
Based.
Yep.
Are they still on?
I feel like they've been on for about 40 years. My dad loves that show.
I wanted to go back to Plowsy because when I pulled in, not only was he here on time, but he was actually caring for a wounded snake in the parking lot. It touched me.
That's funny. That was
so I talked to the zookeeper.
It's mildly humorous. I wouldn't say it was funny.
It's a good one.
You know it's a good one? Gateway Buick GMC. They have over 20 different vehicles in their pre-owned selection that are under $10,000. That's right. Visit Gateway Buick GMC in Hazelwood, and you can find tons of different makes and models for under $10,000. Visit them in person in Hazelwood or give them a call, 888-865-9419 today. Gateway Buick GMC, our studio sponsor. We were out there a lot doing live remotes. They had the kind of the renovation going where they're redoing the showroom. I'm sure we'll be back there after the new year.
They got a huge selection of cars. That's where Tim McKernan gets his whip. So if you want to be a cool like Tim, that's the place to go. And then once you have your whip, you need service done. They have like one of the best service departments in the area. They got 37 service bays. They got a lot of guys. A lot of guys.
37 of them.
It's impressive.
It is.
And they also have donuts in the waiting room. So if your car does need service.
They have one of those coffee machines, too, I bet. Where you can.
But you don't know that. You just pick your brew. Just kind of assumed. I bet you they do.
I'm sure they do.
Is that how you report on the news? You just kind of say, I bet that this happened.
Take guesses.
All right, we got to go because it's been a great first hour. Mike Lee's on the line. Mike,
one of the funniest ever.
If you stay through, we'll get to you on the other side of the break. We also have Nick Stavanoa, Dr. Thunder, the former Cardinals outfielder, now a Major League Baseball PA certified agent. Kelly Chase coming up at 9 o'clock and a mini exit poll to be determined. All coming up on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSEL.com.